Lesson 5. Hearken to the truth and give heed unto it. 1 Nephi, chapters 16 through 22. As you study 1 Nephi, chapters 16 through 18, look for ways in which Nephi demonstrated obedience, faith, and courage. Think of ways you can follow Nephi's example. How did the way in which Nephi responded to trials differ from the way in which many of his family members responded? Contrast 1 Nephi chapter 18, verse 16, with 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 18 through 20, and verses 34 through 36, and chapter 17, verse 21. How can we overcome the tendency to murmur when we face trials? Study the following scriptures about obeying God's commandments. You may want to mark these passages. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 3. Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 10. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 20 through 21. Abraham chapter 3, verse 25. Suggestion for family discussion. Obtain two pieces of rope, one in good condition and one that is frayed. Display the rope that is in good condition and explain that it is made of many threads. Explain that just as it is important for the threads of the rope to remain tightly woven together, it is important for families to be united. Then display the rope that is frayed. Explain that just as rope is weakened when the threads separate, families are weakened when they are not united. Review the account in 1 Nephi, chapters 16 through 18. Consider how the actions of individual members of Lehi's family affected the family's unity. Talk about what you can do as a family to be more united. End of Lesson 5, Hearken to the Truth and Give Heed Unto It.